I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Down the block, Andrew John. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle has won.
Eels vs Storm. This really, really interesting because I don't know where to put it because Hughes wasn't playing. It's such a key, crucial thing. But I will say, if you're just focusing on the forward pack, which Hughes, you know, okay, yeah, Hughes does play a big role in the fact that when they get quick play the balls, he's, you know, very high energy. But I just thought the forward pack of the Eels was outstanding. And my concern with the Storm, you know, when I wrote the Storm off, copped a bit of shit this year. If I'm, you know, and I said they were back after they towed us up, the Broncos, I'm starting to get a bit nervous with saying they're back after watching that on the weekend. I just worry, again, at the start of the year, I said their forward pack I was a bit concerned about. After watching them against a premier forward pack, I'm a little bit concerned. Right now, I would probably have them fourth or fifth to win a premiership. I would have Penrith 1, Roosters 2, Eels 3, I know people hate that. You know, then maybe Storm, so maybe fourth. In saying that, the Storm did incredibly well to still be in the game. 22-14, in my opinion, doesn't represent what the game was like. The Eels absolutely dominated. So I don't know whether to say the Storm were incredible by hanging in there or to say I'm concerned that the Eels didn't put them away more. So I don't know where I stand with that. I'd probably lean more towards Eels just took the foot off the pedal at the end of the game. Like literally just went, you know, we've won the game. It's whatever. Guru, what did you think about this
game? Yeah, I'm pretty similar to you, mate. I thought 8-0 at halftime to Parramatta. I think that flattered Melbourne.
Massively.
And then I thought 22-14 massively flattered Melbourne for the back end of the game. I thought Parramatta were the better side by a long way. I thought that when they came out in the second half, you know, obviously the first 5 minutes of the second half is so crucial in every single game. And Parramatta, the Melbourne Storm, they started well. They got a good set. They kicked deep. And then Gutho had a really good kick return, got a penalty, put Pensini over in the next set. And, you know, they scored after 3 minutes coming out at halftime. Mm. And then I felt like they took the pedal off, the foot off the pedal, obviously. Melbourne scored 14 points in the last, 15 minutes? Mm. I thought Parramatta were by far and away the better side. I thought Dylan Brown was incredible. His game was so strong. And I was really impressed with Parramatta. There was a couple of times there, and I think it's a really good example of good sides when they look like they were shot on their edges, and then all of a sudden just numbers appeared from nowhere. Mm. There was Justin Olam once. He came off a scrum that it looked like he was going to score for all money. Xavier Coates had another one where he sort of looked like he was on the outside of Mike Asibo, and they just made it work. Forced them over the sideline. I thought Parramatta were the better side by a fair whack here.
Mm. Timmy, thoughts?
Yeah, really dominant from Parra. And what sort of stood out to me, I don't want to get overly hyped about them in the last 3 weeks because the opposition's been questionable. But, I mean, Melbourne and Melbourne, even missing a couple of players. But conceded 26 points in the last 3 weeks. And I'm nearly willing to write off the 14 that they conceded late in this one because, as you said, they just took the foot off the gas. They sort of had it won and they were looking ahead to next week already. Mm. So We know they've got points in them. They're a very good attacking side, but their defence has been questionable at stages. But the last 3 weeks, 26 points conceded. That's what they need to get right, and they have at the right time of year. And it's funny how sometimes it takes a big play to really make you appreciate an improvement in a player. And for me, this week, it was Mitchie Moses putting the shot on Bromwich.
What a shot.
When he just whacked him. And then that sort of clicked into my head. I was like, not just because of that, but how much has Mitchie Moses' defence improved the last sort of 18 months?
Massively.
Like, he was a bit of a pushover in recent years.
It was part of his. It was like a key negative part of his game was his defence.
It's so solid.
He's Mitchie Moses, like, I think he's silenced a lot of doubters. Now, they're not fully silenced. I think premiership or grand final is probably the only thing that's going to get him to do that. Or maybe a premiership. But I tell you what, the noise around Moses is way quieter than it used to be. Because he had a lot of negative, like, I don't know why, but just, but his consistency for the last two seasons has been, he's been one of their best for the last 2 years.
Yeah, I definitely think people are respecting Moses more now because he's gone from being a highlights halfback to a grindy sort of seven. His game has just transformed over the last years. And I don't think he's got as much attention as what he should have for how his game's just become so much more well-rounded.
Yeah.
Like, he was the sort of guy a couple of years ago that when he left the Tigers, he went to Parramatta. Like, he was the sort of guy that I thought, he's got so much ability and he could be a great seven, or he could be in Super League in 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
The way that people turn on him so quickly.
You know what he reminded me of is, like, he'd be the kind of guy, like, as in, he had the potential of this, the kind of guy that you'd watch his highlights in 10 years and go, where did he go? Like, what happened to Mitchie Moses? Look how good these highlights are. And, mate, totally agree.
And it's like, back then, everything was Mitch Moses' fault. Now, I think he's got so much to do with their success, but people don't point it at him, which I think is incredibly unfair on Mitch. I'm a huge fan. And look, as I've said to you two all year, I don't think Parramatta can win it. But for Moses and Dil Brown, fuck, I hope they can. I'd love to see it because these guys deserve it. All the stuff that Mitch Moses has been through throughout his career, I love the way he goes about his footy. Even playing Origin last year or the year before? When he played last year, like, man, the amount of shit he copped out of that because they lost, I thought he was great.
Mate, he was like the reason they got back into the game.
Yeah,
Origin.
I can't believe the amount of shit that he got for that game. If that was Adam Reynolds that came in and they lost that game in that fashion, he doesn't get that much stick.
No, he's an easy target, Moses, and I don't know why. Maybe it was because of his inconsistency at the start of his career, but you just can't say that anymore. Like, if you watch the Eels play, Mitchell Moses, week in, week out, is in their top three players.
Yep.
Week in, week out. Anything you saw from this game else you saw, Timmy?
The other one was with Melbourne, and it annoyed me a little bit. And I touched on it earlier in the show, but just Brandon Smith coming off the bench. And Guru mentioned how important he is to their go-for. We've said it for a couple of weeks now, how a lot of their form turning around the past month had been coinciding with Smith back from suspension, starting and playing decent minutes. I just don't know why, out of nowhere, he decided, bellyache, and I feel like a dickhead questioning Craig Bellamy because he's a genius, but yep. Got to find something to talk about. I just don't know why he decided to play him off the bench in this one. He played 47 minutes, which is okay, but I think he's so important to that go forward and some speed around the ruck and that bit more mobility around the ruck in a big forward pack they've got. 47 minutes, I think you can get 60 out of him, and I think you can start the game because they started the game on the back foot early and they couldn't recover.
Oh, I mentioned it earlier as well. In the first 3 minutes, you could see Junior Baller and Regan Campbell-Gillard, they were going forward. I think I would have wasted an interchange to go, fuck, got this wrong, got to get Brandon on there now.
Yeah. It was just that they just dominated the ruck. They seriously, and I was surprised that Storm's line speed just didn't look like it was there. They weren't meeting them on the advantage line and winning that contact. Like, when we get to the Roosters-Rabbitohs game, like, the first half of the Roosters, they were meeting them every play. It reminded me of Penrith in the grand final, to be honest. They weren't getting to the advantage line, the Rabbitohs, and I was surprised that the Storm didn't have a similar. And that's where I wonder, are they a little bit, you know, their forward pack is older. It is older. Now, they deserve all the respect in the world for that forward pack, for what it's achieved. But it just doesn't seem to have that same energy that some of the youth do. Now, you know, to be fair, there's so many forward packs that you wish that they had the old gritty toughness that the Storm does. And so there's a balance that you have to find. I just saw on the weekend that energy just didn't seem to be there that you usually see with the Storm, where you just can't seem to get out of your own end. And maybe that's more because the Eels were just so bloody good through the middle. A little bit disappointing in the end with the Eels. Like, there was a really bad play or a stupid play from Marnie, and I literally wrote, missed opportunities like that can cost you the game. And then there's a really poor pass from Brown. Again, it kept storming the game. And then before you know it, the score's 22-14. Little tiny things like that. That's where you need to just be ruthless and close the game out.
Imagine if Munster, who obviously Meany went down with that, I think it was an ankle issue after that final try. Munster took the goal, rushed it, missed it. Imagine if he nailed it, 22-16. They've got a full set up.
Well, they missed a sitter the one before too.
Yeah.
Nick Meany.
Yeah.
I thought there was a ball that Gutho threw where he scooted out of dummy half to Sivo.
Mm. Oh,
and I know we don't do it enough, but credit to the referees for making a good call on that one. Mm. My first instinct was that had to be forward.
Mm.
That was a reverse floater that went 20
metres. The Gutho one?
Yeah, the Gutho one.
Oh, what a fucking ball.
Great ball. But I think it would have been a classic one to just go, oh, it didn't look exactly right to call it forward. So I thought it was forward life.
Mm.
So well done to the referees on that one. But I thought Gutho, some of the things he came up with, like there was that try. I think you just had it in your notes. I just lost it. But there was one that was going over the dead ball line that he left.
Yeah, great leave.
Yeah. Jeez, it was a good play.
Mm.
A man of the refs.
Yeah,
not just a man always of the people, the refs. Looking out for the refs.
Okay, now onto the Storm quickly. Seve Coates edge, I think it's a bit of a concern heading into finals. The Eels just peppered them, and it didn't seem to look like they. Again, Coates has been in at a first grade. Seve, a bit of a rookie. We know that it's usually. Did Coates swap edges?
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, he swapped edges.
Came back from
injury. Yeah, because it's usually Remus Smith and Jennings, wasn't it?
Yeah, they're obviously both injured.
And they're both injured. And I just think and Smith and Jennings, their defence just didn't get the respect it deserved last year. And I'm just a bit concerned heading into the finals that could be a real point of, you know, a place where they can attack.
We've said all year, I just think the reliability of Remus Smith, you realise how good reliability is when it's not there.
Yeah.
And yeah, they brought Sebo back. I don't know what you two thought, but I sort of would have kept with a young Totomapea there. I thought he'd done reasonably good job. I always feel like Seve is a guy that you can sort of get
ball runner
off. Great ball runner, yeah.
But just defensively sometimes.
Defensively there's issues there and that's where you're going to lose games come finals time.
Yeah,
That's also where, you know, we spoke about it last week and like depth is so important. Like I'm almost tempted to stick a Tommy Eisenhuth in there if he was fit just to get their defence sorted. But yeah, there was a moment there and you know, I know that they lost the game and everything, but it's a moment there where Munster, he had Isaiah Papali'i tackling him and he was running backwards, holding iPad with his back completely exposed to the defensive line, waiting for someone to whack him, and he was giggling and laughing. He's just a different breed, isn't he?
He's a madman. Absolute madman.
Someone could have put him in hospital there if they wanted to, and he was just so confident that he'd be sweet.
Yeah.
He's unbelievable.
Mm. You know, outside of that, I just felt the Eels were too dominant. I really do. I think they came out with a purpose. I mean, 50 minutes into the game, the Eels were at 90% completion. An Eels forward pack at 90% completion is going to be tough to beat. So it's a mixture of, okay, the Storm were missing Hughes for sure. Pappenhausen, obviously a huge out. I mean, look, I think if anyone doubted the value of Pappenhausen to this side, it's fully squashed. But yeah, Eels just came out and played him off the park.
There's also a play in this one where Mitch Moses threw an absolute pill to Pennicini and he was through and he dropped the ball in the line.
Mm.
Just like, yep. I reckon if he would have scored that, it could have got ugly.
Yeah.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
And that's the little things where I go, oh, Eels, like, those are the things you need to nail to be a premiership winning team.
You could see on that moment the Storm players looked at each other and just sort of went,
thank God.
Thank fuck.
Absolutely. Yeah, so look, Eels were fantastic. But as we say every week, you just can't, whether they lose by a lot, win by a lot, you can't take anything out of it.
Yep.
All that matters is this final series for them. We knew they would make it. Now it's a matter of can they put it. With the Storm, you just can't count them out. Any team that runs out in that purple jersey with the Storm logo on it, they cannot be counted out. Do they look anywhere near as good as they looked heading into the finals last year, even though they got bounced out? No, I don't think they do. Do they look probably the weakest they've looked in a substantial amount of time? If I'm being honest, yeah, probably. But again, they are the Melbourne Storm. And I might be here in 2 weeks going, I was wrong, like I was 2 weeks ago.
But on any given field, if Cameron Munster's the best player on it on that day, they win.
He's so good. Fuck, he's good. Even, you know, I know he made a couple errors in the kick or whatever, but he still was there in everything on the weekend. In everything.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.